Anyone else who wishes to testify in favor of the bill?
Good afternoon, Chair Johnson and members of the committee, and thank you for having this hearing. I'm here to speak in favor of this bill to label genetically modified organisms, and I'm coming at this personally from the perspective as someone who's a part-time caretaker of two children with severe allergies, and just anything that can help consumers know what's in their food I think is important here. And I just brought for reference excerpts from the executive summary from the Commission to Study Biotechnology and Genetic Engineering that was established in 1994 by the Maine Legislature following the enactment of LD 1361, which created a commission to study biotechnology and genetic engineering issues. That committee did look specifically into the impact of genetically engineered seafood and the impact in aquaculture, with Maine being a primary site for development of aquaculture industries. It acknowledged that food allergies are a serious public health concern and that genetically engineered foods can lead to further increases in the incidence of allergic reactions to food. It mentioned that most of the food allergens that react with antibodies are proteins or glycoproteins, and because genes encode these proteins, foods obtained from organisms that are genetically engineered to express new genes will in most cases contain new proteins. So there definitely are human health risks here, and even though we are not currently having any genetically engineered fish on the market for food here in Maine, there's about 50 labs around the world that are working on genetic engineered fish. There's been experimentation on rainbow trout, catfish, tilapia, striped bass, trout, flounder, and was mentioned earlier, salmon. And those types of modification range from adding antifreeze genes to enable warm water fish to adapt to cold water, and then the largest use is growth hormones to allow fish to grow rapidly and reach market size in one season, where it sometimes takes as many as 3 or 4 years. And right now, that study also noted that the FDA is limited in its ability to control these products. And so that really creates the need for the state to at least provide some sort of information if these products are coming on the market. And I was not able to make the hearing on the genetically engineered foods and seeds bill yesterday. I do know that got significant turnout, in part because MOFCA spent a significant amount of resources in getting the word out about that hearing. I don't think there was much publicity on this hearing, but I do know there is definite public concern about this issue, more than just those people who were able to make a hearing during the workday today. And I'd be happy to answer any questions, and thank you for your time.
Any questions from the committee? See none. Thank you.